24/7 versus live response. Understanding emergency HVAC services in Alabama. Most Alabama HVAC companies advertise 24/7 service, but there are two very different models behind that promise. An answering service just takes a message for the next business day, while an active fleet company has technicians and dispatchers actually on the clock overnight and can usually be headed your way within about 3 hours. Before you book, ask whether you're reaching the local office or a call center, and whether they charge overtime or holiday rates. Most HVAC companies in Central and North Alabama advertise 24/7 service, but for the homeowner, the actual experience varies wildly. The industry is generally split between two models: answering services, which take messages for the next business day, and active fleet response, which dispatches technicians immediately. Understanding which one you are calling can be the difference between restoring comfort in hours or waiting days. We've all experienced it. Your AC fails on a holiday weekend in Gardendale or Alabaster, or your furnace quits during a January freeze in Pell City. You call a 24/7 number, only to be told someone will call you back on Monday. In this guide, we break down the industry standards for emergency response so you can make an informed decision when your home's comfort is on the line. The two types of 24/7 HVAC service. 1. The answering service model, message only. This is the most common model. The company hires a third-party call center to handle their phones after 5 p.m. and on weekends. The reality: the person answering the phone does not work for the HVAC company and cannot dispatch a truck. They simply log your name and triage the call. The wait: unless you have a life-threatening emergency, you are typically added to a list for the next available business hour appointment. 2. The active fleet model, real-time response. A smaller percentage of companies maintain a live fleet. This means they have local technicians and dispatchers actually on the clock, not just on call, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The reality: when you call, you are talking to a professional who can see the truck's locations in real time. The wait: because the infrastructure is already active, a technician can typically be on the way to your home within 3 hours, regardless of the hour or holiday. Request emergency service cost comparison. The after-hours premium. Homeowners often hesitate to call for help on a Sunday because they fear the emergency fee. Here's how the industry typically handles pricing. Service timing, standard industry rate. The overtime barrier, standard hours, normal diagnostic fee, no extra charge. Night/weekends, $300 service fee, often includes $150 plus hour labor rates. Major holidays, double, triple rates, can add holiday premiums to your bill. While many companies charge these premiums to cover the cost of overtime pay, some companies, like Perfect Service, choose to maintain consistent pricing. This means the price for a repair is the same at 2 a.m. on Christmas Day as it is at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. When evaluating a contractor, always ask if they charge overtime or holiday rates before you book. Serving your neighborhood. From Birmingham to Huntsville, emergency response relies on geographic density. Whether you are in a historic home in Hoover, a new build in Trussville, or a farmhouse in Cullman, a company's ability to reach you quickly depends on where their fleet is stationed. As services expand into Huntsville and North Alabama, always check if the company has enough local, active fleet capacity to meet their advertised response times. Get a technician headed my way. Common questions about emergency HVAC service. What qualifies as an HVAC emergency? In the Alabama climate, an emergency is usually defined as any situation where the indoor temperature poses a health risk, such as extreme heat for seniors, infants, a gas leak, or an electrical burning smell. However, for most homeowners, no air in July is a personal emergency. Ensure your contractor views it the same way. Will I talk to an employee or a call center? The easiest way to find out is to ask the person who answers. Are you in the local office right now, and can you see where the technicians are? If they say they are just taking a message or talking to an answering service, how fast should a technician arrive? The industry benchmark for top-performing live response companies is 2 to 4 hours. If a company cannot guarantee a technician will be headed to you within 3 hours, they are likely operating on a next available business schedule.